Shalom, shalom, shalom. Once again, this is your brother Aki, Yehoshua Baka Ben Lee. We've been Israel. And we're here again, once again, to talk about Jeremiah 51. But before I start, I'd like to give thanks and praise to the creator of the heavens, the earth, the sea, and all that therein is by saying hallelujah. And may his name be blessed. And may my words come to you in truth and righteousness and in love and higher learning. This is part three of Jeremiah 51, and I would just like to say that there's a few verses. There are 64, and it has gotten very deep to me anyway. And we're just on, let's see, verse 4. So, you know, this teaching is just an attempt to give our people courage, give our people hope. And just to keep reiterating that the Most High is going to save us. Despite all of the things that we see on the news, how we're under attack by the people where the Most High have scattered us. And I just want to remind you to just trust in the Most High. He is going to help us, as we learned in Isaiah 41. And, you know, we, as a people, have a history of not trusting in the Most High, despite all the signs and things that he have done for us. So, why would he stop in our deepest, darkest hour? Of course, we're going to go through some things. And it's not like we shouldn't be used to that, because we should be. Ever since we've been in this country, we have been going through it. So, we tried everybody else. We tried Christianity. We tried Islam. We even tried the Jewish faith. Some people tried Buddhism. Is the Most High saving the best for last? I will have to say yes. So, without further ado, let's dig deeper into this chapter, Jeremiah 51. We're going to start at the fourth verse. Hallelujah. Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Judah of his power of the Most High of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. See that? Even though, of course, he's talking about back then, but he's also talking about now. Let me read that again. For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Yehuda of his power of the Most High of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Our land is the land of Israel. Our land today is where we live at, where you live. Okay, our land where we live at now is filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. So he's telling us we won't be forsaken during this time. It's going to be rough, but we will not be forsaken. It might seem that way, even today, with all the tanks submarines, the aircraft carriers, the planes, the Navy SEALs, and the Army Rangers, and all these other mighty men. It looks bleak, doesn't it? SWAT, the police. It looks bleak, but it is not. He said we won't be forsaken. Do you trust in the Most High? We're supposed to. You know, we hear people say all the time, you know, Most High woke me up this morning, blah, blah, blah. If he woke you up, why do you think he would want to put you to death? Okay, that's a different teaching, but because that's part of what judgment is. But in this time, when this happens, we already read in Isaiah 41, he told us not to fear the worm, which means death. So everyone's going to be alive and well during this altercation. And it looks like we're being pushed towards that, right? Neo-Nazis, 45 got all riled up, and the Klan, and all these other little groups that wants to see us dead or shipped back to Africa. We're going to see something very special in this chapter. If you don't believe me by now, you will see it in Jeremiah 51. Okay? Thus the slain shall fall in the land of the Chaldeans, and they that are thrust through in her streets. For Israel have not been forsaken, nor Judah of his power of the Most High of hosts, though their land was filled with sin against the Holy One of Israel. Flee out of the midst of Babylon, and deliver every man his soul. Be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Most High's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense. Okay? Wow, what does that mean? Right? It just kind of basically said the opposite of what I've been talking about. There's a special word in here. And that word is midst again. Why did I say that? That word is different from the midst in verse 1. It's spelled completely different. Strong's number H8432, spelled with the Tav, the Wav, and the Let. Or is that the Kaf? Slika. It's the Kaf. It says, mist, among, within, middle, in, between, therein, through, into. And if you remember, the other one dealt with the word lev, heart and mind. Flee out of the midst of her. And that's funny, right? Babylon, if you remember, is a city. He's telling us to get out of the city. Not out of the country. We can't do that until he comes and gets us. So he's telling us to flee out of the cities. And people don't see the hand of the Most High working right now, but hopefully this will help. Because we all seeing gentrification and what they're doing. They're pushing us out of the cities. Or is it the Most High? Right? I have to say it's the Most High pushing us out of the cities, and pushing us out to the country, the rural areas. Because most people, when they attack a country, they attack their cities. They're not going to bomb farmland and all these areas that has all these resources and destroy them. They're going to destroy capitals of states, Right? That makes complete sense. So he's telling us to flee out of the midst of Babylon and deliver every man his soul, because when the plagues come from all these other countries, you won't be there. It says, be not cut off in her iniquity. For this is the time of the Most High's vengeance, and he will render unto her a recompense. Wow. Right? Don't be caught when these bombs start dropping. Don't be caught partaking in the sins of this country. People, our people love this country, and they actually love the sins that go along with it. He's saying, don't be cut off in her iniquity. Right? So that's a little different than actually picking up a weapon and fighting against her, because if you love this country so much, guess what? You're going down with it. But if you want to see righteousness upheld and following the Most High, you will leave. You will say in your heart, I do not want to partake in these sins. I do not love this country. I do not love all the things this country represents. If you do, you're a Babylonian. You are an American. So what use would you have in the Most High's army, who he's saying he's going to wreak vengeance on this country? You're just like them. So you will die like them. Okay? What else is it saying? Verse 7. Let's see. Babylon have been a golden cup in the Most High's hand that made all the earth drunken. The nations have drunken of her wine, therefore the nations are mad. Look at that. What do we see there? At one point, America was a golden cup. At one time, Babylonia was a golden cup in the Most High's hand. Yes. And once upon a time, this country did have morals. But those are gone now. They spread democracy all over this planet. Therefore, the nations are what? Mad. How did it look? How did it make other countries feel when America came into their country and basically forced democracy down their throat? They can be mad, they can mean upset, or it could mean they're crazy, or both. And I would have to say both. Right? Because of what we see today, we see wickedness. We see all kinds of black magic, voodoo. Right? Let's see. Let's break this verse down a little more and see what else we see under the surface. Okay, let's see. Let's look at the word. Golden. Zahav. Precious metal as measure of weight. Brilliance and splendor. Look at that. Brilliance and splendor. Does that describe America in its youth? Yeah, sort of. It's like I said, they had morals at one point. But it still wasn't up to the standards of the Most High. Okay, cup. Let's see. Wow. This actually means, one of the definitions besides cup means an owl. It says, a kind of owl, an unclean bird. You see that? What does that mean? Unclean stands out to me. Is this country clean or unclean with all the homosexuality and immoral behavior, drugs, alcohol, crooked politicians, crooked cops, all this evil and wickedness? That's unclean. Okay. Not to mention who's one of the biggest secret organizations out there to deal with an owl, right? Okay, so made all the earth drunken. What does that mean? Let's see. To be or become drunk or drunken and be intoxicated. Can you be intoxicated from other things besides alcohol? Let's see. Let me look up the word intoxicated. And that's funny too, right? Toxic. Is this a toxic country? What does intoxication look like? A lot of drugs, alcohol, chemical waste, nuclear waste. Think about all the things that's polluting the environment. Right? Intoxicated. We are intoxicated, even though we don't drink. I mean, you know, some of us don't drink. I do drink a little bit, but my body's not toxic because I drink every day and I don't drink every day. Okay, so affected by alcohol or drugs, especially to the point where physical and mental control is markedly diminished. Right? That sounds like America. How many bars are in this country? I would really like to know. Because this is a hell of a lot where I live at. Okay, emotionally excited, elated, or exhilarated, as by great joy or extreme pleasure. That's what this country represents too, right? Party, 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 turn up, turn up, turn up. Sex, sex, sex. Drugs, drugs, drugs. Alcohol, alcohol, alcohol. Let's get wasted. Wow, right? Okay, so that describes America too. They was drunken, so they made the whole earth drunk. Okay, so the nations have drunken of her wine. They have partaken in all the wickedness that this country has dabbled in. Okay, so let's see. Wine, banqueting, wine bibbers, perhaps so-called from bubbling up and fermenting. Let's see. What is this? Becoming black with the noun of unity. You see that? The word black they used to describe us, but we see in their culture how they have mimicked us. Black in a negative state means ignorant. Would you have to be ignorant to do the things that they're doing today? Yes. Drinking, alcohol, drugs, destroying the environment, that's ignorance. You mean to tell me you can't see the ramifications of all these evil things that they have created? That's ignorance. Becoming black. Becoming ignorant. And all the definitions that come along with it. while we're here in the dictionary, let's see. Of course there's a positive to black. There's positive and negative in all things. But we focus on the bad. We are descendants of slaves. The Most High sent us here not because we were enlightened, but because we were in a black state. Okay, let's see. Where's the negativity at in these definitions on an online Merriam-Webster dictionary? Having a deep or low register. Wow. Heavy and serious, right? Heaviness deals with fat. Being overweight. What kind of baggage are you carrying spiritually? Deuteronomy 28 comes to mind with all those curses. Of or relating to any of various population groups having dark pigmentation of skin. Why don't they just come out and say black people? Because your skin is not black. You're brown. So they was using a word to describe you spiritually, not physically. Right? Dirty, soiled. That sounds like uncleanliness. Characterized by absence of light. Characterized by absence of knowledge, righteousness, mercy, compassion. Does that describe us? Does this describe black? Yes. Reflecting or transmitting little or no light, no knowledge. Indicative of condemnation or discredit. Wow, right? Very sad, gloomy, or calamitous, marked by the occurrence of disaster. Characterized by hostility or angry discontent. Becoming black. Remember, that's how we got here. Becoming black. So how is the Most High going to destroy, one of the ways he's going to destroy this country? By making them black. By making them ignorant. By making them all those definitions that I just read. And we got there from the word wine, right? Yes. So I have to ask you too, when people drink wine, do they become enlightened? Do they turn white or do they turn black spiritually, mentally? Why does it seem like they are becoming us? They mimic everything we do. There's some people walking around here that think they are actually black. They think they're African American because they took hold on the things, our culture, right? They took hold on those things. So they are becoming black. They becoming even more ignorant. Wow, right? You see that? You know, I want to go back. Well, let me just finish this first. We got one more word here. Mad. Therefore, the nations are mad. Halal. That sound like the Muslim. What is that? What they do with the food, the meat? It's clean, supposed to be clean meat after they take it through a certain process, right? Let's see what this means in the Hebrew. Okay, so we have the words in the translation count. First one says, praise, glory, boast, mad, shine, foolish, fools, commend, rage, celebrate, give, marriage, renown, Look at that. Right? Is this describing America? Americans praise this country. They so-called praise the Most High for this country. They have all this glory behind this country. The way they like to wage war, having brag about being the most, having the most powerful military on the planet. Boast. That deals with being drunken, right? Look at that. We are the best country on the planet. How do you know? You been to every country on the planet? I'm sure people in Amsterdam who allow to smoke weed down the street think they the best country on the planet. I'm sure Dubai thinks that now too. Right? That deals with madness. That deals with being black, being ignorant, because you don't know that. You don't know that you're the best country on the planet. What describes, what kind of attributes does the best country on the planet have? Where is this, these qualifications at? Where is this criteria? So everyone can come up with a judgment on that, right? Why is the word shine here? Right? Shine deals with light and bright and white. But now they're becoming black. They're becoming, what the next word says, is foolish. You have to be a fool to boast that you are the best country on the planet. Because we know what that does. Just like a boxer or anybody else, a mixed martial artist, right? You just send out the challenge to the whole planet. Somebody on the other side of the world saying, well, we'll see about that. I want to get into the ring with you. Right? Yes. Okay, so that sounds like America too. That is America, the boasters, the ones that try to shine in light, but they're actually foolish. And this man we have in power now, doesn't he seem foolish? Does the people who follow him, are they full of rage? Because once again, that's one of the words here to describe. In his definition, rage. They're mad because they so-called think that we took over their country. So they want their country back, right? They say, make America white again. Okay? So this word mad deals with to shine, to flash forth light, to praise, boast, be boastful. You have to be mad in order to send that out. It's because, like I said, you just sent a challenge out to the whole planet. So now that's all you have to do is fight. Right? You're going to have to fight. This is a warlike nation. Or I should say it is a warmongering nation. Has been since the beginning. All right, so what are we going to see? Let's read the next verse, verse 8. But did I miss anything? Well, I want to go back up to, what verse was that? We just got finished with verse 7. So that was must have been 6. Oh, yeah. Flee out of the midst of Babylon. One last thing I want to touch on about that was how we heard white supremacists say that. Go back to Africa. Go back. And black people are mad because they've been saying that. Well, they're going to get their wish, number one. Number two, they speaking unknowingly out of Jeremiah 51, verse 6. We're supposed to leave. We're supposed to leave the cities. And one day we will leave this country. The Most High will take us out of this country. But judgment must happen first. Okay, so let's go to verse 8. Alright, so far, man, in verses 1 through 7, there is a lot. And as I said before, there's 64 verses. Okay, let's see. I'm just kind of skimming over verse 8 to see how deep it is. And let's see. We can talk about that. So, Jeremiah 51, verse 8. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. Howl for her. Take balm for her pain. If so, be she may be healed. Meaning, she won't be healed. She cannot be healed. Once the Most High's judgment come on her, there will be no resurrection of America. It's going to be a desert wasteland. Babylon is suddenly fallen and destroyed. You see that? Destroyed means there's no more coming back. He said we was going to fall in love with him again. And by doing that, one way to do that will be to destroy this country that's filled with so much hatred and bad memories for us as a people. The slavery that we endured. Okay? Destroyed. To break in pieces. Break in or down. Rend violently. Wreck, crush, quince, to break, rupture, to be broken, be maimed, be crippled, be wrecked, be broken, be crushed, to shatter, to cause, to break out, bring to the birth, to be broken, be shattered. Well, maybe it sounds like there may be some hope after everything about what they so-called made this country great is destroyed. It's yet to be seen, though, right? Howl for her, take balm for her pain. If so, be she may be healed. We're going to see if she's able to be healed. All right. Verse 9. Well, let's see. Let's look into the word healed. Rapha. Basically, plainly what it says, to heal, make helpful, to heal of the Most High, healer, physician of men, of hurts of nations involving restored favor of individual distresses, take the balm if she may be healed. If not, then she won't be healed. Okay, so we would, verse 9, we would have healed Babylon, but she is not healed. Forsake her and let us go, everyone into his own country. And that piggybacks off fleeing. Going back to our own country. For her judgment reaches unto heaven and is lifted up even to the skies. You see that? People, this, all the foreigners, once it's destroyed, why would they stay here? Gonna find out if they truly love America or not. right? They're going to go back. I would have to say most of them, if not all. Let us go, everyone, into his own country, for her judgment has reached unto heaven. Who wants to die in a foreign land? Because part of what made their country bad, most likely, is America. America has started a war in their country and then watched it decay. Let it destroy itself. They're good at that. Okay, so now I think this is a good place to stop and pick up with part four. Okay, so until next time, I love you very much, the soul of the Most High, and I pray that he bless you and keep you and make his face shine upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah, 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 and shalom, shalom.